3 days of meetings in Seoul between North and South Korean ministers have produced agreement on resuming military talks. The two sides also vowed to restore next month reunions of families divided during the partition of the Korean Peninsula in the 1950s, and they vowed to restart a railway linking their heavily fortified frontier. North Korea's official news agency also announced today that North Korea and Japan will hold diplomatic talks in Pyongyang next week. NPR's Eric Weiner joins me now from Tokyo. It's been a while since the two Koreas held negotiations. What caused the break and what got them back together again?
That's a good question, Renee, and I would say that the only person on the planet who really knows the answer for sure is the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-il. But unfortunately, he does not hold news conferences, so we can only speculate. Certainly, this is a surprising development, considering that just a few weeks ago, relations between North and South Korea really reached a low ebb. In fact, there was a naval battle off the coast of the Korean Peninsula in which several sailors from both North and South Korea were killed. One theory is the axis of evil factor. North Korea, of course, is on President Bush's list of countries that make up the axis of evil, and no doubt North Korean officials have been following closely all the talk of possible war against another member of the axis, Iraq, and very simply, North Korea doesn't want to be next. That's one factor. Another factor is the lame duck factor. In this case, the lame duck is South Korean President Kim Dae-jung. He has only a few months left in office. He's really banked his legacy. He's a Nobel Peace Prize winner. He's banked his legacy on securing peace on the Korean Peninsula. And so he's very eager to make a deal, and certainly the North Koreans are well aware of that fact.
When are these military talks expected to resume?
We don't know exactly. In fact, North Korea has been a bit squirrely on this issue. They refuse to be pegged down. Negotiations are still being held as we speak about exactly when they will take place, what rank will attend, that sort of thing. But these are important mainly for symbolic reasons. The railroad that you mentioned would provide the first transportation link between North and South Korea. Right now, there is no link. These reunions of divided families are very important for people on both sides of the demilitarized zone. A few of these reunions have already been held, but then suddenly, inexplicably, North Korea put a stop to them. And these people are getting old. We're talking about brothers and sisters that haven't seen each other in 50 years. They don't have much time left if they want to see each other. Certainly, that is a priority.
Eric, just very quickly, Japan is involved with this new effort at the two Koreas getting together. What about the U.S.?
Well, the U.S. is certainly an interested spectator. In fact, there's a diplomatic dance going on, not just between North and South Korea, but also involving Japan and the United States, and to some extent China and Russia as well. All are watching very carefully to see what North Korea is going to do next.
Thanks very much, NPR's Eric Weiner in Tokyo.